We don't want to believe in God. We want to believe God. How many know that? Simply believe God. Have the joy of God living in your heart as David, hallelujah, just like you did. One-on-one, put your hand in the hand of the man. Trust in God.
One line in that song, one line. Take a look at yourself, and you'll look at other people differently. Amen? Sometimes you got to look in that mirror and start working on that. You know what the Bible says? Before you can take the speck out of somebody else's eye, you got to take the plank out of your own eye. Sometimes you're so busy judging other people and complaining about other people that you forget to look in the mirror and see how much complaining you're doing and how much talking you're doing. And God will change your heart. And when your heart starts to change, that's the beginning of your prayer being answered. He walks with me. He talks with me. Notice you're doing the listening. Amen. When you do the listening, he can lift you up. When you do the listening, he can heal you. When you do the listening, you learn and have that wisdom to be stronger. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise. What did we talk about before we started church this morning? Praise. What do we talk about all the time with God? Praising Him. Amen? Praising Him. Not being ashamed to praise Him. Not being ashamed to tell other people about what the good things He's done in your life. Amen? Praising God. Praising God changes your life. Amen? You can go to church 7 days a week. Listen to me. You can go to church 7 days a week. There could be 500 people in that church. If you just sit there and you don't listen and you don't get involved and you don't get excited, you leave the same way you walked in. What did you get? Amen? You come to church. You praise Him. You get that joy. Amen? You want joy in the Lord. How many want joy in the Lord? That's where the praise starts. It starts with you. Amen? And it's so beautiful as we say so many times on so many Sundays. Marilyn did not know what I was going to preach on today, but this psalm is perfect because it talks about praise, it talks about trust, and it talks about leaning on God. Hallelujah. It's just God's work. Hallelujah. We're so blessed. How many know you're blessed? You know, we read that in Ephesians. We are blessed. Hallelujah. You know what blessed means? To be in a place of favor. In a place of favor. Not with your friends, not with your family, but with who? In a place of favor with God. And if you're in a place of favor with God, wouldn't it behoove you to know Him really well? Because He's the one that's going to bless you. Amen? And that's what the testimonies are about. Miss Barbara, on our church, we started something a couple of years ago where we get testimonies for what God did for the week. Just the little things, whether it be getting a parking place, and you know sometimes how hard that can be, to find a parking place in certain places, or getting a good report from the doctor, or finding a job, or finding a love, somebody to have a relationship. All the good things that God does, we share with each other. Why? Because we're a family, and families share, amen? And somebody may be going through something you don't know about, and you stand up and you say, you know, I got this bad report from the doctor, but God got me through it. And the other person will say, well, maybe God can get me through it too. Amen? That's what it's all about. Amen? We are a family in the Lord. And I tell you this all the time. If you bought a brand new BMW and you had a brand new shiny red BMW outside, I guarantee you, you'd be telling everybody about it, wouldn't you? And you'd be telling everybody. My brother's back there. Hi, Peter. Peter and Sharon, you can hear. That's a miracle right there. God is, not that He's here. Wait a minute. It is a miracle that He's here. No, but not that He's here because He comes and Sharon, they come. But it's a miracle that He's here. We'll share that story with you. Peter, good to see you. But if you had a brand new car out there, you'd be telling everybody all the things. Well, it's got a little thing on the dashboard so you can see behind you going backwards and it beeps when you get close. You'd be sharing all that with somebody. Amen? If the Yankees win the World Series again this year, you could be sure your pastor will be talking about it. It's joy. Your pastor talks about God all the time. My wife and I pray all the time. In different, we're not in just driving along, God praise Lord, but we talk to God all the time, amen? We give Him the problems. We give Him the things we can't handle. That relieves stress. If you were here last week, you realize when you relieve stress, you become healthy, amen? You become healthy. Say it with me. You become healthy. You all want to be healthy. Let's pray together. Let's just pray. Lord, we just need more of You in this world. I can lift up the town and lift up the state. I can lift up all the things that are going on in the world. It would take us the whole service to get through that, Lord. It could take us all day to get through the bad, Lord, but we can just start with You and end with You because that's where it is. Lord, we just pray for more of You in this world. The people are the people in control, Lord. Let them hear from you. Let them get godly wisdom, Bible wisdom. Doesn't matter what religion they are. We studied that last week too. Just that they study this book and they get Bible knowledge. They get the wisdom from you. They get Solomon's wisdom from Proverbs. They hear from David, all the things he went through. And they hear from Moses. And they hear from you. And they know it, Lord. It changes their lives. The closer they draw to you, the closer they get to this book, the miracles begin. Lord, we just pray for that. For our loved ones and our families and our problems, Lord, you know all them already. We just need to lean on you. We need to trust you. We need to draw closer to you and love you so the tears come out of our eyes at night that we're so happy that you're there with us, Lord. In the midst of all our troubles, you keep us safe. In the midst of all our sadness, you give us the comfort to go on. That's what we need. That will go to other people. That will start spreading to other people. When that starts to spread, the world changes. We've seen it time and time again. This country that we live in, one nation under God. We look at the beauty of this country from California, the coast, the mountains of Washington and Oregon, Montana. You look at that. You look at the central beautiful states, the plains in Tennessee, and you go down and see Florida and see the beautiful coastlines and all the beautiful things in New England, up in Maine, how beautiful it is. You see the green grass and the trees and the blue skies. And you see how this country prospers. It prospers because of you, Lord. This country prospers because you are first. Lord, we pray that it gets to that every day, that you become first again. And we are that one nation under God, not divided by parties, Lord, not divided by denominations, not divided by religions, Lord, because men do that and we get in the way. But Lord, we're just calling on you to fill it. Just bring us closer. Each and every one of us have a job to do, and this morning we're going to draw closer to you. That will change our lives, which will change other lives. And you see those problems, Lord, we just give them to you. They're too big for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us the way you do. Thank you for giving us the word the way you have, and just for your comfort and your joy and your peace. Thank you for this church, the Second Congregational Church in Derby. Thank you for those people whose names are on our little windows all around the church, who 100 and 150 years ago helped build this church, helped put the windows in, helped put the roof on it. Those are our heroes here who built this church so today we could be here. And 100 years from now, Lord, I want them to be talking about all the people here in 2014 that were praising him and keeping this church alive and the doors open. That's a testament to you. That's the joy we want. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day as we go forth and share your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stop the praise. Let the folks on the green wonder what's going on in here. If we're quiet, they won't even care what's going on in here. Amen. But folks walking on that green out there, somebody might need God right now. Let them know that we're praising him and we're sharing him in here. Amen. Let them know that something good is going on in here, and they may want to come in and find out what's going on. Amen. But if we remain quiet and still, they'll be on the green, quiet and still. Amen. Give them praise and glory, church. Hallelujah. Who do you look up to? Who do you admire? I want you yourself, you go back in time. You all go back to when you were little kids and children. Who influenced you? Who gave you the morals that you have today? Who instilled in you to work hard? Who are those beautiful people in your life that really influenced you? The people you admired. The other day I read a story about a fellow that plays for the New York Mets, a second baseman, Peter. I don't know if you saw that or not. They did a whole story on him, and I became a big fan of this fellow. Because they asked him that question, who do you admire? Who do you look up to? And he said, Jesus. And they had to put it in the paper. Amen. They had to put it in. They couldn't ask him another question because that was was his answer. And if they asked him another question and they didn't put it in, he would have said, wait a minute, that's not what I said. Amen? He said, Jesus. I said, hallelujah. But the people that you grew up with, the people that influenced you, maybe somebody you worked with that helped you work stronger, amen? Somebody that instilled in you something that you didn't see that you wanted to be. Now I ask you this. Who are the people in your life today that you like spending time with? Think about the people that you enjoy. Can't wait to be with them. I can't wait to, we're going to do this. We're going to go to the movies. All the things. Who are those people that you just like look forward to spending time with? And I'll ask you why. Why? What it is about those people that you like spending time with them? I bet they're uplifting. Amen? You're thinking for yourself, but you can answer me. I bet they're uplifting. I bet they're not complainers. I bet they're good listeners. How many of you know got good listeners? Amen? And I bet they're caring. Y'all know that? Those people are the ones that you look for. Hallelujah. Do you ever start to think, am I one of those people? Can I be one of those people? Hallelujah. I want to be with them because they make me feel good. I remember a pastor told me once, be careful asking somebody, how are you this morning? Because some people are going to tell you how they are this morning. Because they woke up. What did we talk about? Because they woke up. Oh, my back, my legs, I don't have a job, I don't have... The first thing that they saw were their problems, amen? So the first person they can talk to is the person that they're going to tell you, because they waited all morning to tell somebody about their problems because that's all they were thinking about, amen? So you're going to call them the next day? I'm not sure. But if you call somebody up, say, how you doing? Oh, I had a great day. You know, I'm not feeling really good, but I went and rode my bicycle anyway, and it was wonderful. And oh, I went to watch the ball game, or I went fishing, I didn't catch anything, but it was nice, and you know, you talk, and you start sharing. You call them up the next day. Hey, how you doing today? Oh, I'm doing all right. Amen. Those are the people you want to be around. Amen. Do you see how we influence other people? Now I ask you about yourself, and please help me with this. I don't want anybody to think I'm talking about them today, but this is one of them services where everybody thinks he's talking about me. I know he's talking about me. No. In Proverbs, in the Bible, not Bible. In the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes this. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. Okay, how am I doing on that? You're going to ask yourself, how am I doing on that? Amen. God says, when I have friends, I got to be friendly. Let me tell you something that you may have, sometimes, you know, you say things that people think they realize and understand, but somehow they forget. All the stories that you tell, all the jokes that you tell, all the things that you share when fishing, hunting, whatever it is, and, you know, just a couple of you guys or three folks sitting at the table or whatever there is, all those things that you've done, guess who's standing right next to you? Who? Jesus. Cindy, right there. Right there. He's standing right there listening. You're never alone. Amen? Right beside you, wherever you're standing, listening to who? You. It's an interesting thought, I think. So a man who has friends must himself be friendly. Well, does that mean I got to let people take advantage of me? Of course not. You don't let people take advantage of you, amen? But when you're friendly, you reach out and help people. How many know that? Hallelujah. Now listen, you hear a lot on TV about depression. You hear that on depression, amen? And you hear about all the medicines that the doctors are prescribing to help ease the symptom. Doesn't cure the symptom, amen? It, you know, kind of puts you in a place where you can deal with being depressed. Who wants that? I want to be delivered from depression. Anybody want to be delivered when you're something sick? Amen. The Bible says anxiety in the heart causes depression. It's that simple. Anxiety of the heart causes depression. What causes depression? Hallelujah. Stress causes depression. Now listen. But a good word makes it glad. Say that with me. A good word makes it glad. You got a friend that's not feeling really good, Chuck, a guy who's depressed, and you say, I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. Give him a good word. Let me tell you a story that I saw this week that proves what I'm talking about. My wife and I were at a nursing home. We were playing. At the end of the show, there was a man sitting there at the door, probably in his mid-80s, maybe 88, dressed really nice, nice shirt. He got a bolo tie on. He's got his hair done. He looks nice. Every woman that walked by him, oh, my God, your hair is beautiful. Oh, you look so lovely. You look like a movie star. He said it to every woman that walked by. Let me tell you, every one of those women went to lunch feeling what? You think they could be depressed? How could you be depressed after some man says you look like a movie star? Marilyn, we miss you when you're not here. We miss you on the weeks where you have to work. We understand. God understands. And I tell you that from my heart, not to make you feel good, but to tell you the truth. Does that not make you feel spirit, like you're missed, like you belong here? Hallelujah. Now you feel better. Amen? George, we love you. We know you're the comedian of all. We just love you. We're going to talk about you later. This sermon is not about you. Sort of. But if you say something nice to somebody, the Bible just says it's a healing. You're healing somebody. You say, I'm not a healer. I'm not God. But God said, but a good word makes you glad. Makes your heart glad. Hallelujah. Listen, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul. And listen, this isn't Pastor Larry's words, please. This is Solomon in the Bible. Listen, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. That means health to your inner part. To your bones is health. Karen, we miss you when you're not here. We think about you and we pray for you. We love it when you come here. Your spirit belongs here with us. Amen? See, when you say nice things to somebody, when we miss you, you're playing on the piano opener, we just love that. It makes you feel good. And it's true. You don't want to, you know, right, honey, I know. You don't want to tell people when they can't sing, Lord, please don't tell them. And I'm the worst. My wife, I'm the worst. Since I was a young man as an entertainer and a musician, it's always been in my heart to make people feel good. I want to make everybody feel good. We play, sometimes we go to a jam and there's some folks there who just play a little bit. One guy that's been playing, I've known him for 4 years. 4 years. He plays the same two songs on the guitar. The same, and he'll play them over and over. He plays Wildwood Flower and everybody else kind of sits there. And I say, I want him to feel, he feels so good after we play together. My heart is happy. I don't tell him he's a good guitar player. I just say, I love your joy when you're playing. But my wife will tell you, some folks that can't really sing, she's saying, why are you telling them that? Why are you telling them that you're building them up? Because I want them to be healthy. Don't you want people to be healthy? You want your friends to be healthy, amen? Your family to be healthy. Hallelujah. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the bones. Hallelujah. We talked about this before. You are healers. Say that with me. You are healers. Tell somebody else, you are healers. Don't get out that door and go crazy on God because he won't support you. But you go out that door and you spread his word to people. You call somebody up and say, you ought to come to our church. It's different and it's joyful and everybody becoming a family and things are happening. Amen. You're healers. You're healing people's hearts and minds. Hallelujah. Anxiety causes depression. Stress causes depression. All the things that they're doing, God bless the doctors, are not treating the symptom. A good word, amen, treats the depression. A good word changes you. Hallelujah. Mark Bush. Always dressed up, always with the best, always a tie, always with a smile. Let me tell you, I love seeing Mark Bush walk in that door, amen? And I tell him that, and you see his smile. I'm not telling him that to make him feel, I'm telling him that because it's true. And when he leaves here, he says, you know, the people love me. Hallelujah. People love me. And that's what it's all about, amen? And he feels better. Sure, his back still might hurt, and his foot still might hurt, but he's starting to get healthy to the bones, amen? Are you with me? We're supposed to walk like Christians. How many hear that word all the time? I'm a Christian. I said, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I said, but do you believe God? Well, yeah. I said, you going to go to heaven? I don't know. I guess you don't believe me.
How many here are going to heaven?
You believe me.
Hallelujah. We're supposed to walk like God. We're supposed to talk more like God. We're supposed to lift each other up. Listen to me. Does God want to change you? No. How many times have I told you? God isn't interested in changing you because He already made you. Amen. He knows you. He knows you, Jim. He knows you, and He knows the people that you can touch. So if He changed you, you couldn't touch those people that He wanted to send you to. So He wants you to remain who you are, the giving, kind man that you are, the generous man. You do things for people without anybody knowing about it. That's the God way. Amen. He doesn't want to change you. He wants to bring you to more people, so He wants to feed you and make you stronger. Amen. Jim got up and sang in front of the King Bar nursing home the other day and sang a couple of songs. I was so proud of him. So, and the people just loved him. He doesn't want to change you, Joe. He wants you to be stronger. He likes who you are. He loves who you are. And he said, boy, if I get Joe a little more for God, there's some other people that I can work with. Amen? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. There's a time for everything. Mr. Mako, there's a time for wit. There is a time for charm. There's always a time for that. But listen to this. Listen to this, please. If you let His light shine through you first, say that, first, He will cause you to shine to your family and your friends. Hallelujah. If you do first the friendly thing, amen, the good word, the nice word, just greet somebody with a smile, ask him how you're doing, walk like that, a good word, amen, and then you meet the family and you meet the friends, there'll be a time when you can show them how witty you are or charming you are, but in that time, God lifts you up to do that, amen, it's God who helps you to shine. How many want to shine? Y'all want to shine, amen? Y'all want to be special? I know y'all do. We all want that in our lives, amen? We want people to see Jesus in us. We want people to see the people that God has made us to be, amen? We don't want people to see our past. God said to put it in a book and throw it away, amen? He wants you today to show the people Him, amen? Tell somebody. We've got more and more people becoming because people are telling people about your church, the church you're building, and coming here to get fed His word. Amen? And you're all getting stronger, and you're all getting that joy. Hallelujah. One more thing. Anybody got people coming against you? How many got people? Maybe at work coming against you? Maybe at home? Maybe you got family coming against you? Anybody? Just me? You walk like God. You start acting this way. You start being strong in the Word, and they will not be able to oppose you. Amen? They will not be able to say bad things against you because other people will say, well, that's not the Dave I know. That can't be true. That ain't the Fred I know. But you start acting and giving this kind of love to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pleasant words like a honeycomb. That man telling all those ladies how beautiful they looked changed their lives. Amen? These ladies are in their 80s, in their 90s. They're walking with walkers. And this man, this one man, changed everyone's life as they walked out the door. You have the power to do that to people every day at the grocery store, at Walmart, and especially at your work. Attitude. Attitude. You go in there with a godly attitude. You don't look to the left or the right. You focus on God. And you go in there with a spirit of joy. And things have to change. Amen? They have to change. And when they change, it changes for who? For who? Hallelujah. So I will tell you to fill your mind with Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, don't wake up with your problems. First, wake up with God. You got to do it. I can't do it for you. And then for your body, I told you last week, feed your body goodness. I tell you, your pastor's not in his right mind, Marilyn. How many times have I said, I'm not in my right mind. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I want God's understanding. And God said, I got all this. David said, eat vegetables and water for 10 days. And they said, oh God, how healthy they look. So I'm thinking, God, there must be something in the vegetables that you've given us to eat. So I'm going to eat some more. of that. I didn't tell you not to eat pizza. I just said eat more of the vegetables of God. This is a great time to eat fruit, Miss Donna. The fruit is all over it. It's all fresh. And it's gifts from God. The beautiful peaches on the tree, how beautiful they look. God's saying, eat one. And enjoy the blessings that I'm giving you. Fill your body with goodness. Fill your mind with God. Amen? Two things you can do. You can do those. I can't do them for you. And then you spread that goodness. You spread the spirit of joy. You spread the godly confidence. Oh, that's good. And let Jesus lift you and bring you good success at work, at home, with friends, and with those who oppose you. The Bible said he will, we had that, you all read it. You'll want to read it when you go home again, the psalm that we read. Did you not say that? Who saves me from my enemies? Who exalted me above my foes? From violent men you rescued me. Amen? You read that this morning. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Read it over and over again, because that's your God, our God. Give him praise and glory.